Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside. Buckle in for a crazy final hour here on the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hi, buddy.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Over 10,000 recommended installers. Fast, free shipping. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. The Nuggets beat the Lakers 108-106. They win their first round, a competitive first round series.
Oh,
a competitive.
Completely
very
competitive.
Again.
I mean, here's a medal that I'm going to give you for being competitive and not laying down.
Five more years the Lakers win this series. It was a competitive sweep last year.
Yeah.
Competitive in five games this year. Next year, competitive in six. Year after that, competitive in seven. Year after that, competitive in seven, but the Lakers win.
Straight line improvement.
Think about that. Yes, one game per year.
Do they have to cryogenically freeze LeBron? Any parts of LeBron James for a year? Yeah.
He'll just sit out the entire year and only play in the playoffs. That's what it's going to be for LeBron. But wow, what is next for the Lakers? And I think a new head coach is what the first thing is going to be. Joining us now on the hotline, longtime NBA insider covering the NBA playoffs with us here at Fox Sports Radio. He's on Twitter at @MarkG_Medina. That's at @MarkG_Medina. Mark, what's happening, bud?
Not much. As you were talking about the Lakers' newest accomplishment, I'm thinking, you know what? They should get a banner, then they can hang it up to the in-season tournament one in the arena.
Yeah, they have the IST banner, and then the next one just says, very competitive, and they hang the banner up.
But you can look up there, and at least with the in-season tournament, you can say, I made an extra $500,000.
You know what? Beyond very competitive, they should use the phrase somewhere, marginal contact. I had never heard of that referee expression until this series.
Well, hey, look, and if you're the Lakers, you realize, hey, there's two champions at the end of the year. There's the in-season tournament champion. We're one of the two champions, man. What do you want from us?
You can't differentiate between either.
Let's start with the end of the game and then get bigger, and then, of course, we'll get to the Knicks. Look, Darvin Ham is someone who you can tell the Lakers don't listen to him. When Anthony Davis in the middle of the series says, we don't know what we're supposed to be doing, you know that Darvin Ham is not going to be around. But I watched that last play, Mark, and I see whether it's Darvin Ham's strategy, which would have been terrible, or the Lakers freelancing, which is even worse, like, how do you come out of that huddle and say, okay, we're going to allow Jamal Murray an open shot, and if Murray doesn't want to take it, we're going to keep Nikola Jokic open, because AD doesn't guard anybody, Hachimura doesn't guard anybody, and Murray's allowed to dribble and get a shot off with nobody in his face, and if he didn't want to, Jokic is wide open on the other side for what would have been an easy bucket. I don't understand the Lakers' breakdown on that final defensive possession.
Yeah, I understand as a team that neither of them wanted to load up or double on Jokic or Murray, because that would just result in a wide-open teammate. So they wanted to be able to roam. But I put a lot of blame on Rui Hachimura. Like, he didn't rotate at all when Jamal Murray pulled up. So I think that's the main culprit here. And, look, your commentary with Darvin Ham, I understand it. And certainly players have had their frustrations with his rotations, in-game strategies. But I will push back a little bit. If they really didn't have as much respect for him, we would have seen what we saw with the Phoenix Suns, where they just got blown off the floor, swept. You know, I know we make a little bit of light of the competitive series, but the Lakers playing hard is a positive reflection of Darvin Ham, the coaching staff, at least in the sense that, you know, they're buying in and trying to respect and put in the necessary effort, where the indictment is obviously the finer details. So what this means for, you know, his security moving forward, it's very hard to say, because I think on one hand, when you look at the Lakers' track record, they usually blame the coach first, but I think and it's a huge but to consider, this is a hire that the front office, you know, heavily endorsed. They don't want to be seen as, you know, just this organization of instability. And so while it isn't unprecedented, I guess, to relieve a coach after two seasons, it's very rare. Usually it's that third season where there might be a change. But look, we'll see what happens pretty soon.
Just out of the last week, just the curiosity, we talked about it with Darvin Ham and Anthony Davis. We don't seem to know what we're doing. Well, that final play, case in point, we can just run that audio back over the top.
How about LeBron's very animated response to him not challenging that call in game four? That was another good one for the resume.
No, but that's just it, right? It's just the preponderance of evidence says your two biggest stars are have a liking problem with Darvin Ham at the moment. And I don't know that an offseason after this kind of exit again is going to be able to assuage that.
Yeah, I think certainly no one's blameless when, especially with the first round exit and teams trying to make a championship run. So he definitely deserves a few slices in the blame pie. But I think the bigger blame pie is the roster construction. And I say that actually agreeing with what the Lakers front office did last summer philosophically of not getting Kyrie Irving or Trae Young because they are unpredictable players. And we know with the Russell Westbrook experiment, when you don't have roster depth, that can cause more problems. I think they've come to the conclusion that with LeBron James and Anthony Davis, their best position to succeed is if they have a good supporting cast. But I think what we saw is they didn't get the right supporting cast members as far as who they retained, who they pursued in free agency. And as a result, you had a mix of players that were either inconsistent with the incumbent guys, D'Angelo Russell, Rui Hachimura, Austin Reeves, and then guys that they retained or acquired that just were hurt all the time, a la Jared Vanderbilt, Gabe Vincent. So that's where I think that the challenge is going to be, does this cause the Lakers and also LeBron thinking, okay, because this didn't work, we now have to pursue a third star, and because they have, you know, I think three draft picks on draft night, that's more capital for them? Or do they stick firm to, we got to have roster depth, we just need to find better players that fill that role? That's going to be the challenging thing that they have to wrestle with.
NBA insider Mark Medina, our guest here on Fox Sports Radio. All right, so now from the flip side of this, the Nuggets, give me percentage chance that what I'm telling you is a true statement. You ready?
Sure.
If Jamal Murray had not torn his ACL, the Nuggets are going for their fourth straight title.
Ooh. That is, I think that's a very good take. I think that even if Jamal Murray wasn't hurt, I think the Warriors would have beaten them in the first round in 2022. So I guess your point I disagree with, but that's just a fine detail. I think the larger point that you're making, I do agree with, that they would have, I think, an even extended run from last season. I mean, we have to keep in mind that his injuries kind of caught up to him a little bit, where he was playing a limited role last season. He could have been an all-star. And while that didn't preclude the Nuggets from winning a championship, they could have been even more dominant. You also wonder, moving forward, now that he's removed from that, if he hadn't had the ACL, you could think that there's not going to be as many question marks on how long they keep this run moving forward. So I guess what I'm saying is I don't think they would have had more than one championship, but I think that he would have gotten an all-star bid, and I think that their runway for multiple championships would have been a lot clearer had he not gotten hurt.
Other series tonight, are the Thunder ready to take them down as they vanquish the Pelicans? 8-point margin of victory there. No Zion, of course.
If the Nuggets are going to get taken down, I think it's going to be more likely the Minnesota Timberwolves, because let's just put this out here for radio. We're seeing the second coming of Michael Jordan with Anthony Edwards, so that's number one. Number two, they have been a complete team. Karl Anthony Towns has been, I think, very comfortable with being 1A, 1B with Anthony Edwards. They have a lot of good roster depth with Rudy Gobert and Jaden McDaniels and Mike Conley. I think that they're a little bit more seasoned in Oklahoma City, but assuming no major injuries to Jamal Murray or anyone else on the Nuggets, I project that they're going to get back to the NBA Finals and defend their title.
Yeah, where they fall to Jalen Brunson and the Knicks, because the Knicks want
it. Oh, right.
Oh, here you go.
Because the Knicks want it more.
Yeah, and you know what? You can never discount. We see the Knicks fan base invade Philadelphia. Maybe they start invading Denver as well.
Of course they will. And then, and then Jokic will complain and say, oh, the fans are rooting for the other team. And Joel Embiid. Oh, sorry. I just jumped from Jokic to Embiid. Sorry about that. Sorry.
Well, you went from the guy that's going to be the MVP to the guy that was. Mm-hmm. And guy that's really lost a lot of support here in the last
sure.
2 weeks. Mark, have you ever seen a guy go from being a fun-loving, jovial guy to constant whiner, complainer, and villain?
You're talking about Joel Embiid?
Correct.
Yeah, I think that's been kind of his whole career. I mean, I think there was sympathy this season because of his long injury, but he's always been the guy that makes opinionated comments, and Sixers fans mostly love him, and opposing fans don't love him, especially the Nuggets. I mean, they've been so offended when he and his trainer, Drew Hanlon, would talk about how great he is, and then, you know, the Nuggets fan base would, you know, fiercely defend Nikola Jokic. And look, like, Nikola Jokic deserves his MVP awards, but it has been an interesting back-and-forth battle that Joel Embiid has had with different teams' fan bases.
All right, Mark, so let me leave you here now. If I said to you, okay, the Eastern and Western Conference Finals will be, because we're getting here, last time we had talked to you before, the Eastern and Western Conference Finals will be what teams against what teams?
Okay, so the West Finals, it will be Denver. They play Minnesota next, so it can't be Minnesota. It'll be Denver and Oklahoma City. And then it'll be...
Say it. Well,
It'll be Boston and New York. And
yeah.
Look, today's wrinkle changes the dynamic. This Kristaps Porzingis injury, you never know. I mean, look, it's going to be day-to-day. It's very early, but given his injury history, you do have to pay attention a little bit. And I do feel for him because ever since he came to the Wizards, I was talking to him during that time and this season. He's done so much different work with his training, like with strengthening his lower body, doing a lot of lunges to lose his weight, improve his balance, do a lot of things that removed pressure from his joints. And as a result, he's not Mr. Iron Man. He's never going to break AC Green's record streak. But he was becoming healthier this season and last season. So I feel bad for him. But as far as your question, this very well could change things in the Eastern Conference.
Knicks, Nuggets, NBA Finals. Just the Tibbs and Michael Malone. Just think about that. Oh,
they might fight at midcourt.
Oh, man, that'd be something.
Yeah, but how about this? Will Michael Malone be pumping his own gas like Tibbs is?
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, and Michael Malone would say, why does everybody want to talk about the Knicks? Why do they want to talk about us? We're a team that won the championship. Why do they, we play hard? The Knicks play hard. He'll find a way to find every slight and make it all about that. That's what he's going to do.
I love it. I mean, they'll get ready for the 3-hour practices in between final games.
He's on Twitter at MarkG_Medina. Man, I want to say, because you know I'm a guy that says, hey, I want to help people out. Despite the fact Mark Medina lied to me and said that Jalen Brunson would have 40 in Game 3. He had 39. We're still having Mark on every week to talk NBA.
Well, I was predicting at some point he had in Game 4.
That's true. Hey, it's right. Hey, no one's calling him underpaid, overpaid anymore, are they?
You know what? We'll have to wait and see. But I've been a believer of the Knicks ever since you told me to. So.
Mark, as always, buddy, appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
It's a good one-liner to go out on.
I've been a big believer of the Knicks ever since you told me to be.
Since you told me.
I've been telling you the Knicks are going to the finals. That's all I'm saying. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. That's all I've said.
See, I already created the gif of you dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy. We're there, man. Yeah. We got to take care of business here. We got to take care of business. But, you know.
There's a lot of basketball.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Go, New York. Exit, how about a Fresca? Exit, Swollen Dome. Great stuff from Mark Medina right there. Coming up next, yes, the end of the Lakers season. The Nuggets move on. There's a little bit of controversy about the final play of the game, not the Murray jumper, but what happened after. We got that plus the silver lining for the Lakers in this season, because they're going to get something pretty big this offseason. What is it? We'll tell you. That's next. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Juan Gabriel.
Juan Gis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Carol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Thurda Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. The Knicks are here to save the NBA playoffs. For the first time since 2005, no LeBron, Steph, or KD in the second round of the playoffs. The Knicks are here to save us all. They're here to save
the
us
Avengers.
All. As much as people love Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Anthony Edwards, you need the Knicks. We need to save the playoffs. The Knicks are here to do that. They will save the playoffs.
It's going to be interesting to watch if the nation does gravitate. Because generally, you know, as you've complained about a lot, if I can bring back your memory of the beginning of last week, everybody, there's an anti-New York bias. Everybody hates the Knicks, blah, blah, blah. Fast forward a week.
Now you have no choice. Have no choice.
No, you still have a choice.
No. You have to love the Knicks.
You can abdicate.
The Knicks play hard. They play harder than the team they're playing
against. You can celebrate Jokic and his love of despicable
me. Jalen Brunson, small. He's not big. He's not going to win anything. Jalen Brunson is bleeping fantastic. I wouldn't trade him for anybody. He's already the second best Knick of the last 25 years behind Ewing. And I don't know, if they make a big run in the playoffs this year, I might put him ahead of Ewing.
You got to add dates if you're going to go Ewing.
Go New York. Go
Ewing
New
ain't
York,
played
go.
For the Knicks in how long?
Yeah, I played
you
99.
You said 24.
99. Ewing left the
he
Knicks
was
in 99.
His former self.
20, Ewing left in 99. The child gets on the bus. Ewing left in 99, 25 years ago.
I was just talking about
Jalen Brunson. Oh, yeah. Well, look. Hey, that last year, Ewing tore his Achilles in the finals, in the conference finals.
I'll always
finals.
Remember him as a member of the Seattle Supersonics.
Or we could have won.
Or the Orlando Magic.
We could have beat the Spurs pretty easy in the NBA finals.
Yeah, but
losing
you
Ewing. I know, but tore his Achilles.
So we do,
play.
You know, the Marvel
sucked,
Universe
man.
What if out of that?
Absolutely sucked. We had no chance in the finals.
It happens.
Let's get to the Lakers because there's a lot of controversy, and already LeBron has been dropping hints in his post-game press conference. The final play of the game, we've talked about it from the Nuggets game-winning shot perspective. Awful defense by the Lakers. Awful by Rui Hachimura, who allows Jamal Murray to take an uncontested shot. Awful by Anthony Davis, who doesn't close on Murray or stay with Jokic, because if Murray wanted to, he could have passed to Jokic, who had a wide-open shot. Lakers defense, big, epic fail. But there's some controversy about what happened following that on the Lakers' last possession.
Difference of 2 seconds, the game clock and the shot clock.
Worst case scenario, we're going to overtime.
Jokic a screen, Murray to try to break the tie.
No timeout by the Lakers, they gotta go.
James, a bump, a feed, a print shot, no! Zeros on the clock, the Nuggets advance! They have won!
Kevin Harlan on the call. Following the Nuggets bucket, the Lakers inbound the ball. LeBron has it going up the left wing. Jokic gets in his way and won't let LeBron dribble. LeBron stops, tries to get the ball out with only a couple of seconds left, gets the ball to Vanderbilt, who goes and gets
Prince.
A shot.
Or
gets
Prince.
The ball to Prince, who goes gets a shot off, who runs into a defender. Shot falls short. Game over. Now, there's a lot of going on about how, boy, LeBron is fouled by Jokic. There's a foul on Vanderbilt on that final shot from half court. Yes. Yes. By the letter of the law, that's a foul on Jokic on LeBron. Letter of the law, probably a foul with Prince going in for that shot. However, that's never going to get called. Referees are never going to blow the whistle, something like that. They're not going to blow the whistle that Jokic fouls LeBron in the backcourt unless LeBron falls down. If LeBron wanted to sell that call and fall down, well, okay, that's one thing. But You're not going to get that call. Who's going to call? You're going to call a foul. It's like calling pass interference on a Hail Mary. Like, you just don't get it. Yes, is there pass interference on Hail Marys? 100%. Guys reach up, grab. Officials don't see it. They let it go. But, yes, you could have potentially called a foul on either of those things. But the officials are never going to blow the whistle on it. Never going to. It's never going to happen. So, yeah, you could do it, but I live in the real world where I've never seen that, and officials aren't going to do it. I mean, can you imagine, really? Oh, we're going to blow the foul, and we're going to send Torian Prince the free throw line for three free throws and a chance right to win the game. That's just not going to happen.
But like, Jokic did a good job defending. Arms are up and they kind of bump together. The Prince is leaning in as hard as he can to try to draw whatever contact he can. If folks want to complain about that, I mean, we want to go through a full 48. You still shot 27 free throws to their 9.
Well, and you missed 9 of them. I mean, that's a bit. The missed right? free throws missed were a big 9. Deal for the Lakers.
But, like, keep on going down the line. You want to talk about fouls not called. There was a sequence where Hachimura does a full clear out on Jokic to score a bucket in the final two and a half, three minutes. And Jokic just looked at the official and kind of shrugged, like, really? Yeah, you know, I mean, we could go back and dissect the whole game if you want, but certainly in the final minutes of games, whether you like it or not, it's always been the case. It's not called the same. It's not called the same as it is the first 2 minutes to the end. A lot more contact is allowed. Low post. I mean, even look at the play when Jokic goes to screen for Jamal Murray down the stretch. It's like Anthony Davis and he are beating the hell out of each other as he tries to step through to go set the screen. Like, you could blow a whistle right there before Murray makes one step towards the lane. So it's all about being properly adjudicated, and you can find fault with all of it. Yes, close games. We can go 2 minute notice. What do you want to be, the Sixers?
Yeah. Oh, hey, how many times did we get wronged in the final 2 minutes? You got to let us know so we can at least say to our fans, oh, look at that. We should have had that call.
And that's the beauty of sport.
Good luck.
Human error, human decision making. I mean, not that they don't do a million of these let's go to the videotape stops along the way, but you're not getting that call either way. I mean, LeBron, I guess, given his
If LeBron tries to dribble and because Jokic just gets in his way and he's moving around doing the Jokic things. Like, if LeBron, but that's a decision to make saying, we're not going to get a shot and I'm going to draw this foul. That's a tough decision to make in the moment because you're trying to find a way to make a play. You're not saying, oh, I'm going to change and get a foul call here. Like, you're going to try to figure something out. Like, if that happened, it's hard to not call a foul. It would be hard to not call something.
Yeah, I mean, he'd have to sell the hell out of it.
Right. He's got to be okay with the fact that I'm going to dribble the ball, it's going to go out of bounds, or it's going to bounce somewhere, and if they don't call a foul, we're going to lose. But instead, I'm going to still try to find and get the ball away for a last-second shot. That's what I'm going to try to do.
Gets the ball to Prince from 40 feet, and not exactly the guy with the game he was having offensively.
Well, you don't want anybody from 40 feet. You know,
no, but in terms
unless it's Caitlin Clark. I'll take Caitlin Clark from 40 feet.
Give me her, give me Steph. But no, the point being that he has not shot the ball well even in his normal sets, let alone, hey, you come in off the bench and now you get to be the chucker.
Now, here's where the silver lining comes in for the Lakers, because already it's what's next. They have draft picks coming up finally because they're done giving up all their picks for Steve Nash. They finally have draft picks coming in. What can the Lakers do? I will tell you what not only is most likely, but you are going to see a dance between both sides to make this happen. We talked to Mark Medina. He said, are the Lakers going to decide they need a third star? Well, they kind of do. They kind of need something else because, as you see, what they have is not quite what they need. The Nuggets supporting cast was better. You're getting big shots all the time from Aaron Gordon. You're getting big plays from Michael Porter Jr. The Lakers, as the roster is constructed here, is not good enough. Yes, they're older, but it's just not good enough. We just watched the Phoenix Suns get wiped out of the playoffs. And all they did, the stars have done so far, is blame Frank Vogel, right? Devin Booker saying, hey, I was unprepared, KD was unprepared, Vogel was unprepared. When you say you're unprepared as a player, you're basically saying, coach's fault, because I don't prepare myself, you prepare me to play. Also reports that KD was not happy with how he was used this year, felt he was too much on the side, and it didn't mesh with what the whole thing should have looked like in Phoenix. spending all this money, you've given up a lot of draft picks for KD, you made a big trade for him a year and a half ago. You get the same thing for Bradley Beal, but it's not working. When you go out in the playoffs like this, this is a complete and hard reset. This means Vogel is gone, and you have to find a way to say, we'll continue to build around Booker. It's a great player, but we need to move on. You are going to see a dance between Kevin Durant and the Lakers.
Look at you.
That's going to go over the course of the offseason. And with KD eligible for a contract extension, if the Suns don't talk to him about it, we're not going to do it. You know KD's going to want out. And he's not a guy that's been shy before about saying, I want out. What's going to work? Are the Lakers going to trade for a young star? No. Anybody trade, they're going to trade for an older star because they don't have the pieces to move that are going to get a young star to come in. But KD at 36... with LeBron and AD, and you're maximizing the last 2 years of LeBron James, where Kevin Durant thinks I can go to a big location and maybe win a championship. The Lakers are really good. Look how competitive they were. It's about the Nuggets, and they can't get past the Nuggets. You are going to see this dance with KD and the Lakers, and stuff will move close. There will be conversations, and that deal will be made to send KD to the Lakers for the supporting parts to make the money match. And maybe it's a sign and trade, something else with Kevin Durant, but we've seen the Lakers and Suns work together before. I mean, the Lakers, I'd be a little bit nervous after the Steve Nash trade. Boy, you traded a Steve Nash and he stunk. What are you going to do with Kevin Durant? But KD is still KD. As long as you don't need him to dominate every game, this is kind of what the top of the market that the Lakers can be in for, as far as a player you can get who can be a difference maker that you're able to obtain for what you have. And the desire for both sides to get that done, you're going to see close. KD, I'll give you this bold prediction, he'll be a Laker for next season. And then it's going to be even a bigger traveling road show with the Lakers, with LeBron and KD and AD. And maybe in regular season they take turns sitting out. Like two of them play in each game,
yeah.
And the third guy sits out. Maybe it works out.
So how many games did the three of them play?
Oh, big games. Like they'll play in the IST. In-season tournament, they all play. They got to play those. Those are big games.
Except for the championship, because it doesn't count.
No. They'll play in championship.
Get their 500 grand.
Christmas Day. Okay. Christmas Day, they'll play. They'll all play. That's okay. A big game. And they will play, let's see, probably while they play in MSG. They'll want to play in MSG against the Knicks because, you know, it's Madison Square Garden. LeBron loves Madison Square Garden. And probably against the Nuggets because they want to prove they can beat. They don't want to keep losing to the Nuggets. They've beaten them once in their last, like, 75 times they played.
No, that's about right.
So those are the games that the three of them will play together next year.
But, you know, they led a lot of minutes.
They did. They led a lot.
All right, so here's the current odds. This is from Bet Online that released earlier today. Return to the Suns is the favorite. The Oklahoma City Thunder at plus 400, followed by Knicks. Yeah.
Oh.
5-1.
Go the New Heat. York, go New York, go. Go New York, go New York,
the
go.
Heat at 6-1. Philadelphia at 70-1, or 7-1, sorry, 7-1.
Wow, all of a sudden it jumps from 6-1 to 70-1.
Misspoke.
7-1
because I was getting ahead, because the next team is the San Antonio Spurs.
That's not happening.
At 9-1.
Kevin Durant looked at it and go, yeah. No, not doing that.
So those are all your the early odds on this. Lakers thing is interesting. I think they'd be better off going and trying to figure out how to bring Draymond Green to Los Angeles.
Yeah,
so
you need more than that. You need more shot making. You need more guys who can take the pressure. Because look, what we saw tonight and this whole series, the Lakers led. Yeah. But the Lakers are an older team. I realize you're getting a 36-year-old Kevin Durant, but you're still getting Durant, Kevin Durant.
And Durant was fantastic in this series. That's
Look,
the other,
yes, he was.
Like with Phoenix, there was a lot of roster construction, right? Because to bring these guys in, you gutted your assets. And that's where the Lakers now having picks allows you to give some of those back. Yeah. Hey, you don't have picks at all until like 2030, I think it is, before the Suns have selections. And you gutted your bench. For the Lakers, you had a number of guys that weren't available to you.
Yeah.
That you thought, like Vanderbilt and other guys, that just were not around. Gabe Vincent missing a lot of time. He was supposed to be one of your defensive specialists, right? So he wasn't there. But if you can bring in Kevin Durant and I think go to that rotation where you play rock, paper, scissors, hey, what's your history against this opponent? I dominate them. All right, you're in tonight.
All right, I'm ready to go.
Which one of us is coaching tonight?
No, but look, I mean, you can look at this series many different ways, and the bottom line is, hey, the Lakers had the lead. What happened there? Yeah, the Lakers are an older team, and they ran out of gas. in the fourth quarter of games because it happens when you're an older team. You're relying on AD and LeBron, and AD was in and out of the game tonight. The mile high air is going to get you. This is just natural. All the things that happened, yes, but overall, the Nuggets were just better. I mean, that you can. There's all these different parts of it. There's the bad defensive play at the end. There's what the Lakers do. But in the end, the Nuggets were the better team, and they won this series. And
Michael
that's
Malone
how it shakes down.
With a giant arrow greater than Darvin Ham. Mm-hmm. As much as Michael Malone tried to send out that olive branch from the smack-talking of the last couple of years, talking about what a great coach Darvin Ham is, because even the reporters asking the questions are like, yeah, he won't be there when you face the Lakers next
yeah,
year.
Now Michael Malone has decided, oh, I'm going to be the bigger guy. I'm not going to talk about the Lakers anymore. I'm just going to say nice things.
What a wonderful coach and human
on.
Darvin Ham is.
LeBron, greatest player of all time. Like,
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Juan Gabriel.
Juan Gis.
Selena.
Selena.
Celia Cruz.
Azúcar.
Carol G.
La Bichota.
Christina Aguilera.
Ex-Tina.
Just to name a few.
We're serving the whole story.
From rags to riches.
And all the tea in between.
I'm Liliana Vasquez.
And I'm Joseph Carrillo.
And we're the host of Becoming an Icon Season 2.
Guess who's back in the house?
And we're bringing you even more stories behind the world's biggest stars in Latin music.
Certified Latin royalty.
Consider us your star sleuths, your chisme besties, digging beneath los mejores éxitos to bring you everything you didn't know about your favorite Latin icons.
Hey, you know what, my boo? You're my favorite icon.
Aw, Joseph!
Listen to Becoming an Icon, part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm waiting to see a Joe Bluth magic trick. Illusions, Michael. They're illusions.
Illusions.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios.
What a night, buddy. What a night.
Whew. The Nuggets have eliminated the Lakers. They will face Minnesota in the semis. Oklahoma City will get the winner of the Clippers and the Mavericks. And I know we're talking about the Nuggets real quick. We'll get to LeBron in a second.
Yeah.
What if the next great NBA rivalry is Anthony Edwards and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
Let's go.
Like, what if that's right? Both big sweeps, looking great. What if that's the next rivalry? Think about that
for a second. Edwards, we're getting all the nice little morphs of kind of like the old Sportflix cards where he turns into Michael Jordan after that dunk yesterday. And with Gilgeous-Alexander is a guy who was, all right, you're going to be a great sixth man, an opportunity. Oh, no, now you're a finalist for MVP.
I just say, what if that's your next great rivalry? which I did not have on my bingo card. We had Zion and Ja, okay, and we have Giannis, and no, we had Steph, and nope, it's Anthony Edwards and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Well, as we were talking about OKC a little bit earlier, right, when we talk about the league and the desires to always have the Los Angeles or New York market involved, Boston, Chicago, you know, I mean, you go up and down looking for all of that. And OKC, reminder, you know, we got it on Twitter. We appreciate you at How About a Fresca and at Swollen Dome, reminding us, hey, you know what? They were great until there was the hashtag Mr. Unreliable.
Yeah.
And once that headline hit, that was the end of it.
I'm not coming back. Hey, would you go back to Oklahoma City, KD? Remember that headline? He pulls it out. I got this. I keep it in my bedroom. But see, I'm never coming back.
Still burns my brain. It's my screensaver, man.
Speaking of coming back, once again, LeBron James at the end of his year-end press conference, Lakers lose, said some great things about his teammates, you know, the Lakers in this series, was asked about his potential. Could this be the last game you play as a Laker? And this is how LeBron responded.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
I'm not going to answer that. See ya. Okay.
See ya.
Not
going to
do it. Look, and that was the end of the press conference.
No,
like,
that was it.
Like,
yeah,
it was over. Like, he was done.
Thank you.
Look, let's just be honest here. LeBron likes to do this. Right, he did this last year, right after they got eliminated. I don't know. I got to see. And it was all cryptic. And what happened? Of course, LeBron James came back. He loves playing the cryptic game. He needs leverage with the Lakers to make sure they improve. He's still playing at such a high level. He's not hanging up until he knows he's done. Until I can't do it at this level anymore. And you saw many times during the playoffs in spurts. Is he the same player he was a few years ago? No, of course not. But still, he can dominate. He's still a guy that's going to score 30 a night. He still is the biggest star in the game. He's going to keep playing. Remember, Bronny's still finding his way to the NBA. If that's possible, that could work. This is just end of the year, cryptic LeBron. I'm not going to answer that. Because what does it matter if you say, no, I didn't think about that at all. We're thinking about playing this game. No, I'm not. Like, it's like he thought in a moment going, oh, I'm not going to answer that. Now I'm going to get people thinking things.
No.
So now I get the Lakers working about bringing me back, about whatever new deal he's going to have or whoever they're going to bring in. This is just LeBron being LeBron. He's coming back next year. He's playing.
Well, but it keeps the cycle talking about him and the Lakers, but mostly about him. Whereas if he answers it definitively, yeah, I'll see you in the fall. Oh, who cares? That's it. Until the draft.
Like at school?
Agency.
Hey, and have a great summer. See you in the fall.
I forgot to tell you how World War II ends. We won! Yeah! Full Simpsons. But it's that kind of thing. If he leaves it cryptic, now you get the 1,000-word thought columns. You get the pontificating on the morning shows and you know, extolling the virtues of LeBron. And look at him and his minutes and his contribution per minute, and look at this, and look at these plays, and then make sure you add a couple of defensive plays to show that he can still make a big defensive stop on occasion. He had a couple tonight, and all of that, so the conversation stays about him instead of turning to Edwards and Gilgeous-Alexander or Jokic. So now Michael Malone will have fuel because it's going to be about him now.
I'm not giving it to these guys here. You got to take it from my cold, dead hands. You're going to be the star of the league and the face of the league. He's going to come back. Right? This it. We saw it last year, and it was. And we took it a little. But of course he's going to come. He's going to keep going until you see him fall off to the point where you know this is going to be it. He's not going to go out there and be a shell of himself as long as he can still dominate like he's going to play.
I want to talk about me, want to talk about, I want to talk about.
That's how it goes.
The late Toby Keith with the classic.
And
that is the LeBron theme song.
And how I find a way to get KD here, and you know, we wind up trying to win next year.
No, that's good.
That's how it's
we did
go.
Lose a bunch of our Broadway momentum, so I'm a little disappointed.
Well, we'll play more Broadway for the Knicks tomorrow night.
Tomorrow? Okay.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Ben Maller's next. Go, New York. Go.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.